Thank you so much for coming, guys. Brian would be very thankful that you're here.
From Division 1 to Section 2, from Albany to Lake George, he's got you covered. It's time for Katie's Corner on Sporty, 1240 AM, NBC Sports Radio. And now, here's your host, Brian Katie.
I have been properly warned. I have been warned in advance. Not by my interview subject, but by a third party, to be professional in this segment. And all I gotta say is, when am I not professional? This is Katie's Quarter, hour number two, on a Tuesday afternoon. Bright sunny skies, don't let it deceive you. It still feels like the tundra of Russia outside. It's Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online, sporty1240.com, a balmy 9 degrees in Malta. Can we just get a dose of what we had on Sunday again? I'll take 30 again. I'm fine with 30 at this point. Forget summer. Forget that. Just give me 30s right now. I'll be a happy man for a couple days of that. Anyways, 18-6 overall record. Finished 9-3 in the Skyline Conference. Good for a tie for second, and now enters the conference tournament as they will visit the College of Mount St. Vincent, who didn't even make Yeshiva University look like an actual college team last Thursday night, but that's neither here nor there. The one, the only, the head coach of the Sage Gators women's basketball team, Allison Coleman. Coach, welcome to the program. Congrats on a successful regular season, and now you head into your conference tournament, your first year under at the helm of the Gators. You know, got to feel good to at least be in the dance and, you know, looking to write your own kind of history book here.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it definitely feels good. You know, we were able to accomplish a lot of great things throughout the regular season. So, you know, that's nothing to, you know, to forget about as we head into our conference playoffs. And, you know, it is nice to be here, but it's also been an expectation from the beginning. You know, I had the kids tell me what their goals were at the beginning of the season, and they wanted to be here, and, you know, they did everything they could to be here. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm doing much. I'm just along for the ride this season.
I wouldn't say you're just along for the ride, but here's, you know, you mentioned the team and their goals and everything. You know, this was a team you were inheriting that only lost one player for graduation last year, but it's also a team that has a lot of seniors this year, and now after this year, they go bye-bye, and it's going to be almost a half returning team, kind of starting fresh in a way. But given the cast of characters you have this year, and that might be putting it lightly, you know, this team seems to really be, you know, have that motivating factor of going out on top and having tasted what success was like last year when they won the conference tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that. I think that's the great thing about this group is they have tasted that success. And, you know, being a senior-laden or, you know, veteran-laden team, I mean, they just have started to come together. And seniors tend to do amazing things when it comes to tournament time and, you know, end of February, beginning of March. So I'm really excited for them. And, you know, I expect a lot of things from them. But I think the important factor is that they expect it from themselves and they're holding themselves accountable, you know, to perform every day, whether it's practice or on the court, you know, when the ball's tipped.
You know, this being your first season with the team, I guess the one thing that I want to know here real quick is if there's been a point or a specific situation that's come up during the season where it's kind of like, wow, didn't see that coming, but I'm glad that happened. I don't know, maybe it was a game, maybe it was in a practice. Is there anything that kind of blew you away with what this team has done over the course of the season?
I think maybe after the season when I sit back and am able to reflect on the season, but just because I think I see them every day and I see them, you know, individually or as a team progressing, nothing's really blown me away. You know, obviously that, what was it, 12, 13, whatever it was, game win streak we were on, that's great, and that's, you know, great to look back on, and it can sit there in the record books and mean something there, but, you know, we never talked about that. You know, the only time we talked about it is when we said, you know, we've never talked about this win streak. So, you know, I think that's something great that I, as a coach, and definitely them as players, can sit back and look on, because, you know, I heard you talking the other day, not many teams in any division or any conference can say that they've done that. And to maintain that type of streak for, I think it was about 3.5 weeks, I mean, that's amazing to keep that focus. So I don't know if there's anything that's blown me away, good, bad, or otherwise, but you know, you can ask me again maybe in April, and I'll have an answer about that.
And I love how you were specific to point out the timeline, because we mentioned it beforehand when all the cancellations were happening, but now looking back at it, you got to be happy to get through that hectic stretch. It was like 8 games in 15, 14 days. You wind up finishing at 7-1, but regardless of the fact, it had to be like mentally and physically draining for you as a coach trying to do all the prep, and then for the players to go out there and be playing game after game after game. It had to be, you know, a bit of a wear down a little bit at times.
Yeah, you know, I love the competition, and I love getting there in games. So when the snow was happening every Monday, and we had to move games around, I definitely didn't want to lose any games. In hindsight, it probably would have been okay if we not lost on the scoreboard, but I mean on the schedule. Because, you know, when you're going into it, I just want to play. Let's get out there and play. But we were going game, practice, game, practice, game, practice. And sometimes we couldn't practice the day before a game. So I think we were getting better individually and as a team a little bit. But I think we could have got even progressed even more if we had a couple days of practice in between a game. So, but, you know, when it comes tournament time, that's what is going to happen. We're going to have game, practice, game, practice. So hopefully it's prepared us for this week and hopefully beyond. But yeah, it was definitely, you know, trying to prepare a scouting report, you know, 2 games ahead and trying to keep all that scouting information, you know, in the right context. You know, I'm not preparing for Yeshiva when we're about to play Mount St. Mary, you know. So yeah, it was a little stressful, but, you know, it showed the heart and the resilience of this team.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at Sporty1240.com. I'm Brian Katie, joined by Sage Gators women's basketball head coach Allison Coleman. And you look at this team, we mentioned the senior-laden group that's there. I'll get to that in a second, but I want to focus real quick on the underclassmen. What underclassmen do you feel like have taken the biggest strides from when you arrived and started doing practices before the season began to this point right now as you enter the conference tournament? Who's really stepped up and really gone from like level 2 to level 5 in your mind?
Kristen Knockwood is the first one that comes to mind. You know, she came in, or I came in, expecting some big things from her, and, you know, honestly, she didn't produce what I thought she was going to right in the beginning, but she stuck with it, and I think, you know, learning a new system from a new coach had definitely, like, taken its toll on her in the beginning, but she kept plugging along, and she is having a fantastic past couple of weeks, and it really has helped us out a lot on both ends of the floor. I mean, against Farmingdale, you know, granted we lost that game, but, you know, she went 5 for 5, didn't miss a shot, you know, in 15 minutes, so you know, I think she's one that's definitely stuck out. And then, you know, you got to talk about Jen. Jen Schaaf, you know, being a freshman and being inserted into the starting lineup since day one has just, I mean, she's one of the toughest kids out there. You know, we play Mount St. Vincent at home. She loses a tooth and I put her back in, you know, and I'm like, we got to give you the ball, you know, with under a minute to go. And, you know, she didn't even bat an eye at it. So I think, you know, she's been consistent pretty much most of the year. And, you know, for her to step in and play that role with these seniors and, you know, Sarah Taroni, obviously, who is graduating early this year, but for her to step in and hold her own with, you know, these so-called leaders has really been a blessing for us. And, you know, I think Knockwood and Jen, along with Frankie, are going to be, you know, that's our future, you know, after this year. So it's good that they're getting these minutes and gaining this confidence come game time.
And you mentioned the Jen Schaaf incident, and that leads to a whole nother direction to go in. You know, between that and the apparent, I guess it was an Amy Jefferson inadvertent elbow or something that led to the tooth getting knocked out, the Frankie Pearson ankle twist in early December before Christmas break, Megan Bowman thinks she probably broke her leg but actually was fine in one game. This team, you know, all kinds of weird stuff, yet they kept their heads on straight and had the winning streak, like you mentioned, and put themselves in prime position to be in the conference tournament. I mean, it's you know, one of those Murphy's Law type seasons, but in a successful way, oddly enough.
Yeah, they definitely keep it interesting. Every day it seems like there's something. Again, not something bad, not something good. There's always just something. But you know what? They're a fun group to be around. You know, we laugh every day in practice. Even you know, if it's not going well, we find a reason to laugh. And I take a lot of pride in that because I think that means that as a whole, we're enjoying what we're doing, and you know, that's success to me. You know, whatever happens win wise or whatever streak we go on or don't go on, as long as we're having fun and we enjoy being around each other, then you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I took this job at Sage.